Today, we will read Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 58. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Lord, prepare us even now. I pray that you would soften our hearts, prepare the soil to receive the seed of your word, as we heard and learned it yesterday. Teach us about you, and help us to be open and ready to listen, ready to learn, ready to follow, and ready to obey. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 58. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling up the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then, gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches." He told them still another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough." Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world." Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it." Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up to the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, Therefore, every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. When Jesus had finished these parables, he moved on from there. Coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed. Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? They asked. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where, then, did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own town and his own home. And he did not do many miracles there, because of their lack of faith. Okay, today we have a lot of parables, but they all center around the kingdom of heaven. This is God's kingdom, and it is both here and in the future. It is both in the present, consisting of those who follow and obey him, but also the future, heaven, our reward after this life. So let's look at this. What exactly is it? Well, his first story tells a story of a man who sows good seed, but then his enemy comes along and sows weeds among it. And he explains what this means, that the person who's sowing the seeds is the Son of Man. That's another word for the Messiah, or Jesus himself. That he is sowing the seeds, and there are many good people among them. But Satan also is working and sowing seeds. He is sowing bad people. And among the good people, there are bad people. In the end, at the day of judgment, God will separate the bad people from the good. He doesn't do it now, as sometimes we would probably like him to do. But at the end, he will separate the bad from the good. He will toss the bad into the fire and keep the good, and the good will shine. There will be a judgment for the bad people. And I think sometimes I will be honest and say I get impatient and say, oh, look at these bad people who are killing, who are doing horrible things to other people. God, why don't you punish them now? But I need to be patient and wait and know that God will punish. Now, when he's talking about the bad people, it's not always those people who are killing and doing horrible things. Sometimes it's just those who refuse to listen. Those who refuse to believe and follow. And so we cannot think, oh, I am doing good things, so I am safe. We must believe, we must follow and obey. Moving on, he talks about the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, that he plants it and it grows. Mustard is very small, but it grows into something big. God's kingdom is like that in our lives. Small verses from the Bible can be planted in our lives, and they can grow into something incredible. Small acts of service for God can grow into an incredible blessing. He says the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed. A small thing begins in our lives, and it works. Just like yeast you add to bread, and it rises and expands. The kingdom of heaven, as we learn, as we study, as we allow God to do his work in our lives, it expands and grows and becomes bigger and larger and better. He talks to these people in parables once again because many of them are not willing to accept and listen. At the beginning, when we look back at Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, he was speaking much more plainly. But by this time, many people are already rejecting what he has said. They are refusing to listen. And so now he is speaking a little bit more carefully. And he's not being quite as open, so that those who want to hear, they can listen and learn. He talks about the kingdom of heaven being like a treasure hidden in a field, and also being like a great pearl. In both these stories, it is something of such incredible value that people go out and give up all that they have in order to get it. I think this is where many of us struggle. We see the kingdom of heaven as being valuable. We see a life following God as being good, but are we willing to give up everything else in order to get it? And I think too often we hold on to things that might keep us from truly experiencing God's kingdom. We hold on to things that might keep us from truly embracing and experiencing what God's kingdom is like in our lives. We need to be willing to give up anything in order to get it. And we should, because it is that valuable. It is that worthwhile. That nothing else in this life can even come close to comparing to how great it is. Finally, he talks about the parable of the net. In this story, the kingdom of heaven is like a net which catches lots of fish. Once again, they sit and they separate the good from the bad. And the good are received into heaven, the bad are punished. This is again a picture of hell that the Bible teaches, that after this life we will stand before God in judgment. Those who have followed, who believe, who have faith and obey, they will be accepted into heaven. But the Bible teaches that those who do not believe, those who do not follow, those who do not obey, they will be separated and cast into hell, a place of burning fire, a place where, as it says here, there will be weeping or crying, gnashing of teeth, great pain, great suffering. This is one of the best examples of why the kingdom of heaven is so valuable. Why would I hold on to a comfortable life here for 50, 60, 70, even if my life is long and is 100 years? Why would I accept being comfortable for a short time, 100 years, but then being rejected from the kingdom of heaven for eternity, thousands of thousands and thousands and millions of years? It is so much more worth giving up this life for the great rewards of heaven, rather than keeping the temporary pleasures of this life, but then losing what is of real eternal value. So what will you do? Where are you? Are you one of the good seed or the bad? One of the good fish or the bad fish? If you will listen, if you will obey and follow and believe, Jesus wants you to be part of his kingdom. And what about those around you? Are you sharing with them the truth in what God is teaching you. They also need to hear. They also need to learn. And pray for them that they will follow and be part of the kingdom of heaven. Let's pray. Lord God, teach us. Show us what is truly in our hearts. Plant in our hearts the seed of your word, that it would grow abundantly, that like yeast it would spread throughout our entire lives and grow into an incredible blessing. Lord, help us to know who and what we really are. Help us to accept your word. Help us to be willing to give up everything else in order to obtain the incredible great blessing of you, the incredible rich reward of life in heaven with you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.